إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the day when the mouths and the tongues and speech will be sealed. The day when the mouths and the tongues will be sealed, and the hands will speak, and the feet will speak. نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and the feet will bear witness. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, to what you used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about the Day of Judgment. In many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about this day, the day about which there is no doubt, a day which will come, whether anyone believes it or not, whether anyone is prepared or not, whether anyone likes it or not. It's a day that will come, it's a day which we will see, and it's a day when we will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter where we lived and no matter where we died, no matter how we lived and no matter how we died. Whether we lived a good life and we died a good death, or the opposite of that, may Allah protect us, we will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, which is called Yawmul Akhirah, which is called the Day of Judgment. And on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among many things which He told us this, that the tongues will be sealed, meaning that all the nice explanations and excuses that we used to give to each other in this dunya about why we disobeyed Allah, and how this had to happen, and how this was no way of avoiding, all of which we know is not true, but we used to tell these stories. And we used to talk about how we lived our lives and how we justified living our lives in a way which was harmful for us in this dunya and was harmful in the akhirah. So all of these nice explanations, all of these arguments, all of these stories, there will be no possibility of doing all that because the tongues will be sealed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but what will talk? Allah said, your whole body will talk. Your hands will speak, your feet will speak, your eyes will speak, your ears will speak. All the faculties will speak except the faculty of speech, which is supposed to speak. This is one of the many examples of the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, humankind will actually question their own body. Because Allah said, the skin will speak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a human being will question the body and say, the person will say, how is it you are speaking? How is it you are speaking and you are telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what I used to do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that and said, the one who gave the power of speech to you gave me the power of speech. Antakhana Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the power of speech. And that's why it is very important for us to remind ourselves about this. The reason I'm saying this is for two things. First of all, to understand what is it that these hands and these feet and the eyes and the ears and so on will say. What they say is what we allow them to say. So the first thing to understand is this. They will not speak something on their own. What will they say? They will say what we did. So the hands will talk about the good we did And they will also talk about the evil. Allah did not say they will only speak about the evil. They will also speak the good. The hands will say how the hands were raised in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hands will say how the hands were raised against oppression. The hands will say how the hands were raised to help others. The hands will say how the hands were used to give charity to people. Yeah? All of this also. I mean, it's not only bad things. So if the hands did good things, alhamdulillah, the hands will say these things. This is what I did. But at the same time, if the hands were used for things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create them for, to oppress other people, to steal, to write documents which were false, to sign documents which dealt in interest, for example, all kinds of things. Hands will speak. Take the same case with the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain. The hands of the Sahaba at one time were raised for oppression. At one time, the Sahaba, before they became Sahaba, before they entered Islam, those hands, they killed people. They buried their young daughters alive. They were raised for to pour alcohol for each other. They were raised for all kinds of, I don't want to make one list of things, but they were raised for all kinds of evil that we can imagine. But the same hands, when they came into Islam, never again were they raised for oppression. Never again. The hands which poured alcohol, never again poured alcohol. They broke the pots and the utensils for alcohol. The hands which buried their daughters were raised in defense of women, so that women were never again oppressed in that time. The hands which killed people were now raised to defend the lives of people. The hands which took the wealth of others without justification now were raised in giving charity, the like of which we have never seen again. Yeah? Who can give charity like Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, for example? And so many of the Sahaba, not just one. Same hands. And so also the feet, so also the eyes, so also the ears. So therefore I remind myself and you that when we read this ayat, it is not only to be understood in the context of evil. Alhamdulillah, also in the context of good. So that's the first part. Second part is that whatever our bodies will speak, whatever witness they will bear, today we have the control in our hands. Today we have the control in our hands to make them say whatever we want them to say on the Day of Judgment. How is that? Because they will say what we did. So what is the control we have? If we did anything wrong, make tawbah. Once you make tawbah, that memory is wiped off from the books of record and from the memory of the Jawarih, from the memory of the limbs and the faculties. So now they will not talk about that. So if we make tawbah and we do not repeat the sin, then inshallah there is no negative witness to be borne against us. But if we don't do that, if we continue to do what we do in terms of evil, then obviously they will say what they have to say. Similarly, if we do good, if we speak only good, if we look at only that which is permissible, if we listen to that only which is permissible, if we do only that which is permissible, if we go only to those places which are permissible, then the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears and so on will bear witness to that. So today we have the control in our hands. It is like the saying of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She said, every human being is an author and every human being is writing his book. All of us are writing our autobiographies. We are writing our own biographies. So what will be in this book? Whatever we write. Nobody else is writing the book for us. We are writing our own book. The only thing is that on the Day of Judgment, this book will be published and given into our hands. So what is written in the book? What we chose to write. What can we do with the book? As long as we are alive, we can delete, we can cut and paste, we can erase whatever we wrote, we can erase and we can rewrite. And that is the meaning of Tawbah, which is to erase and rewrite. If we make Tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the evil deed for a good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out the evil. But provided we make Tawbah. And this Tawbah must be made sincerely. A man was praying, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was there. The man came and he said, "Oh Allah, forgive me my sins, Allahu Akbar." Sayyidina Ali said, What is this? You think it is a joke? Tawbah is so easy? You just say, "Allah, forgive me," and that's it? He said, "This is not so easy. Allah will forgive. But what is the meaning of forgiveness?" He said, "Forgiveness means, number one, is to be genuinely," he said three things. He said, "Number one, to be genuinely and sincerely sorry for what you did." Which means one must reflect on what one did. Not just if I did something. No, if. Actually reflect on this. What did you do? Reflect on it. Think about it. Feel bad about it. Regret it. And the second stage of Tawbah is, wherever this action of yours or mine harmed somebody, go and apologize. Go and apologize, say sorry to the person, make amends in whichever way you can. And third thing, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, he said, give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah to forgive you. Because charity cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, this is Tawbah. Once you do all this, and then of course, whatever you did, you must never do it again. That is part of Tawbah. You must never ever do it again. Only then is Tawbah fulfilled. The haqq of Tawbah is fulfilled when we are genuinely contrite, we apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, first istighfar, then Tawbah. Make istighfar and make Tawbah. Because Tawbah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar is to regret and be sorry for what we did. So first, make istighfar, apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we did, apologize to any person involved, if there was a person involved, make amends to them, if you took away something from them, give it back to them, compensate them in some way, and then give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only Tawbah is complete. But once we do that, inshallah, then we have complete and total faith in the wa'ada, in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins. Inshallah, understand. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that record to be wiped off from wherever it is written, which is in our book of records, which is in the memory of the body. It is completely wiped off as if it never happened. And then, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us good deeds in place of that evil. So therefore, when we read this ayat of the Quran in Surah Yasin, then let us warn ourselves and say, I want to make sure that my body never says anything bad about me. So before that time comes, I will make sure that I have wiped my record clean and that I do not do anything, at least deliberately. By mistake, something happens, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our mistakes and our forgetfulness, but definitely, deliberately, I will never do something where my body will bear witness against me. That's why at the risk of repetition, I always keep saying to people that, especially the people who shave their beards, the men who shave their beards, just ask yourself, how are you going to answer this? Because your hands are going to bear witness. Ya Allah, this man used to wipe off the sunnah and the sign of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from his face every single day. And he used to look in the mirror this way and that way. Is there a little hair left here, hair left there? He used to puff his cheek out so that every root of this hair is taken out. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. How are you going to answer this? How is your body going to say? What is your body going to say? How are you going to answer this? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. I don't know how the eyes are to be opened. Wallah, it's not in my control. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the hearts of people and to help them to stop destroying themselves. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين.